This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For today's interview, we've got some time to visit with Aaron Cleary, who is the Director of Marketing for the Illinois Pork Producers Association. Aaron, nice to be visiting with you today.
Nice to be with you, Katie.
We've got something exciting to talk about coming up that first weekend in March. The pork producers are going to be at the Illinois Products Expo.
Yes, we are. This will be a long time running event for us. We really enjoy it. And on March 4th and 5th at the Orr Building, we'll be grilling up our fantastic pork burgers for folks to sample. And then you can buy them from Bloomington Meats right there at our booth.
Well, how exciting. Tell us a little more about being at the Products Expo. I know you're giving out samples, but also this is a time to have some conversations with consumers and anyone that may have questions.
It is. It's a great opportunity to meet one-on-one. We have our farmers there who talk with the folks who are waiting in line. They ask a lot of great questions. You know, what part of the pig does ground pork come from? You know, just a lot of farming questions that we really like to answer and have that one-on-one contact. So it's a great opportunity.
And you are grilling the pork burgers right there on site.
We are. We have our master griller, Mike Borgic, who works here at the Pork Producers Association. And he sets up the pork patrol, and he just cranks out those pork burgers all day, Saturday and Sunday, and does a fantastic job.
Well, it sounds delicious, and I think to go along with the burgers, you also have a pretty famous spice that you have for sale, too.
We do. It's the custom barbecue seasoning, which is our secret for the spice on the pork burgers. It just gives them that really nice flavor. People go crazy for that as well, and we really, really like to get that product out because it's not sold in stores. So it's just a good opportunity to get a lot of Illinois products.
So you said you're working with Bloomington Meats. Is there anything about that relationship that you'd like to share and maybe tell us how many of these burgers you're actually cooking over that weekend?
Well, we've worked with Bloomington Meats for years. We first had a partnership with them when we were with the Chicago Bears. They provided the product, the burger that was sold in Soldier Field. And we've just had a wonderful working relationship with them ever since. And their pork burgers are just amazing. And we really enjoy having them partner with us. Over the course of 2 days, we'll be grilling anywhere upwards to 800 to 900 pork burgers. And then they bring in a couple thousand to sell. So it's really, it's a great weekend. You know, long hours, but it's sure worth it.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like a great partnership. And you mentioned having the pork burgers available for purchase. Are those frozen? And what types of packages do you have for sale?
Yep, we have one-pound packages, which is three pork burgers, and they're frozen. And they can take them with them when they leave. We have a lot of people come and say, can we come back and pick them up before we leave? You know, because if they've made like an hour drive. So it just works out well. We have a lot of pre-orders for these two with a lot of the vendors who want them before they sell out because they usually sell out every time.
So we mentioned this is the Illinois Products Expo, but we haven't mentioned where it's located at yet. So fill us in on where you'll be.
Yep, we will be at the Orr Building on the Illinois State Fairgrounds on the 4th and 5th. And we're on the north side of the Orr Building. So we're usually by the noodle people. But everybody always makes a big line to come see us first, and we hope a ton of people come out, and we're looking forward to cooking up some great pork burgers.
All right, well, sounds like a lot of fun, and again, you can visit the Illinois Pork Producers at the Illinois Products Expo on Saturday, March 4th, and Sunday, March 5th at State Fairgrounds, and we've been visiting with Aaron Cleary of the Illinois Pork Producers Association.